Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A long losing streak in Detroit just might be over. And I don't mean the 0-16 record of the Detroit Lions.
What are you talking about, John?
Well, they got a new mayor, a new elected mayor, David Bing. We've been talking about it all week, and it really represents an opportunity for a civic leader to come into a community where things could not be at a lower ebb in terms of confidence and turn things around. I mean, it may be depressing to imagine being mayor of Detroit right now, but I think it's probably a real opportunity.
Well, you know, our partner or our associates at WDET have been really great to us, and we've been able to discuss this over and over again. The city has a lot of moxie. And in fact, we have an exciting opportunity to talk to the new mayor-elect. His name is David Bing, a former Detroit Pistons basketball star who had never run for political office. He is now going to be the city's next mayor. Mayor-elect, welcome and congratulations.
Well, thank you so very much. Looking forward to it.
Well, first off, why the heck are you running, or now elected to run a city that is so profoundly troubled that the average house sale right now is under $10,000.
Well, you're doing that because you love the city, you love the people. This is where I've been for the last 42 years. And the city needs help. The city needs leadership. The city needs a change in direction. And I felt very passionate about that because we got so many good folks here who are in need. And I've been fortunate in my life to have opportunity that a lot of these folks don't have. And I want to give them some hope so that we don't just quit on ourselves.
So we can hear folks in the background. I'm sure you've been running around with your victory fresh on you all day. Where are you right now?
I am at the hotel at the DoubleTree and been up since about 6 o'clock this morning with interviews. So it's been a day of work already, and this is what I need to get ready for.
Well, congratulations, and you referred there a moment ago to your success in the auto parts business, Mayor-elect Bing, and also the fact that you're a former Detroit Pistons basketball star. I don't mean any disrespect, but lay it out for me. Does your early sort of game plan here in the mayor's office in Detroit involve a fast break, or is it a delay game to your election that you have to run for again in November?
Well, it surely won't be a delay game. I don't think that's what people voted me in to do. They want a fast break. They don't want four corners, so I won't give them that. I'm going to get out running. I started this morning at about 6 o'clock, and this is going to be my life here for a while, and I'm looking forward to it. There are a lot of things that need to be done, a lot of changes that we need to undergo. And it's got to be a situation where everybody's got to think differently because we have to come together. We can't continue to try to operate in a microcosm and say it's Detroit against the world. We need help, and I'm going to reach out as best I can to get the kind of support that we need that can help change our direction.
So, of course, former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick was convicted. Interim Mayor Kenneth Cockrell now returns to serve as city council president. He was your opponent. Now you're going to have to work with him. How's your relationship?
Just because we competed against each other doesn't mean that we can't work together. I think as a professional, regardless of the situation, as long as the goal is to do what's right for Detroit and its citizens, then we should be on the same page. We won't agree on everything, I'm sure, but for the most part, if we do what's right for the citizens of Detroit, we can move it forward.
Mayor-elect, you know, voters were talking to us on the program all week about how it's a matter of survival in Detroit, that the reality is merely surviving. And you've also had, the year of the Kwame Kilpatrick problems, which has reduced the credibility of civic institutions in Detroit to the lowest it could conceivably be. How do you, as a politician, address the issue of survival by voters and raise the sort of credibility of City Hall in this community?
Well, I think my personality and my credibility that I've been able to achieve over the 42 years that I've been here will help resolve that. I'm not so cocky or nor am I naive to think that we're going to change this thing overnight. But I think with a different leader, somebody who comes to the table that's fresh, that's different, that's credible, that you can trust, all of those things are very, very important. And because I have a relationship with our business community, they've known me for a long time. We've worked together. We've been in deals together. And I think that's going to be very helpful. So I don't, once again, by any stretch of the imagination, think that it's going to be an easy job. But I'm up for it.
Well, what is your vision for Detroit? If, you know, name one thing that you're going to set out to do for Detroit and one outcome that you'd like to see.
Well, you can't just name one because there's so many things to get done. But we don't have a stable financial situation here in the city of Detroit, and that's the first thing that we've got to do. We've been running the city in a deficit for way too long. We've not managed our finances very, very well. And because of that, city services that the citizens pay their taxes for aren't provided. So I've been in a business that's about performance. It's very performance-oriented as an automotive supplier. And I've got to do the same thing here for the citizens of Detroit.
Well, Mayor-elect Bing, I mean, you're in the auto parts business. I mean, if this economic downturn and the failure of some of the auto companies takes you down, does that bind you closer to the voters? Or do people say, well, even Mayor Bing can't even take care of this?
Well, you know, I don't control the automotive industry now. That's a global industry. And when you look at the people who are hurting, who are suffering, who's already gone out of business, you're talking multi-billion dollar companies that are global in reach. So I'm a local supplier, and I think we've managed our way through this whole turmoil pretty well. And that's what's prepared me for what I'm about to take on now.
Well, you have got plenty on your plate and a lot of people rooting for you and the city. Mayor-elect David Bing, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.